Joseph the Great Servant. Written by Juan Moises de la Serna. Narrated by Rick Parody. Prologue. This is the story of a prince called Joseph, a direct descendant of King David of Israel. According to the tradition of Israel, the Messiah would one day come from this lineage. It was said that the Messiah, or Great King as he was known, would attain such power that it would make Israel the mightiest nation on earth, even mightier than under the reigns of King Solomon and King David, the greatest kings that Israel had ever had. The story starts with Joseph as a young boy. He was a normal 4-year-old living in a palace on the outskirts of a small town called Bethlehem. His father owned a lot of land and property, as well as having many servants and other people at his beck and call. Index. Chapter 1. Joseph's Lonely Childhood. Chapter 2. Joseph and the Bees. Chapter 3. Mary and Joseph meet as children. Chapter 4. The first time Joseph saw the staff. Chapter 5. Joseph meets the hermit. Chapter 6. The fall and punishment of Joseph. Chapter 7. Joseph comes of age. Chapter 8. Joseph's father tells him of his own calling. Chapter 9. Joseph averts war. Chapter 10. Joseph meets Mary as a girl. Chapter 11. Joseph helps the king. Chapter 12. Joseph comes across Mary once more. Chapter 13. When Joseph married Mary. Chapter 14. Joseph is a father. Jesus is born. Chapter 15. Joseph, teacher of Jesus. Chapter 16. The death of Joseph. Chapter 1. Joseph's Lonely Childhood. This is the story of a prince called Joseph, a direct descendant of King David of Israel. According to the tradition of Israel, the Messiah would one day come from this lineage. It was said that the Messiah, or Great King as he was known, would attain such power that it would make Israel the mightiest nation on earth, even mightier than under the reigns of King Solomon and King David, the greatest kings that Israel had ever had. The story starts with Joseph as a young boy. He was a normal 4-year-old living in a palace on the outskirts of a small town called Bethlehem. His father owned a lot of land and property, as well as having many servants and other people at his beck and call. One day, Joseph went out into the palace courtyard where the children of the servants were playing. Earlier that day, it had been raining, and the children were making all sorts of interesting things with the mud, by soaking it with water, turning it over and over, and all the while molding and shaping it slowly and with great care into all manner of useful objects, such as pots and other vessels. The whole scene filled Joseph with so much enthusiasm that he asked them to teach him how to make the pots. But the boys looked puzzled and asked why a prince would want to know how to mold mud in order to make clay pots. After all, it would only be useful if he put in plenty of practice. And besides, what need would a prince like Joseph have for such a skill? However, Joseph insisted they show him, and so everyone set to work making clay bowls. It was by seeing what the others were doing that he started to learn. In fact, he learned so fast and so well that he ended up producing the best bowl of all, telling the rest of the children that it wasn't so hard to learn after all, and that anybody could do it with a little practice. This didn't go down well with some of the boys, and they told him it was beginner's luck, causing a fight to break out between them all. During the scuffle, Joseph's bowl fell to the ground and broke, making Joseph burst into tears. As soon as the servants heard
Sample complete. Ready to continue?